Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Systems' second quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Elbit's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Ehud, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good day, everybody. On behalf of all the investors, I'd like to thank Elbit Systems management for hosting this call. Joining us today on the call are Mr. Butzi Machlis, Elbit's President and CEO, and Mr. Yossi Gaspar, Elbit's Chief Financial Officer. Yossi will begin by providing a discussion of the financial results of the second quarter of 2015, followed by Butzi, who will talk about some of the significant events during the quarter and beyond. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. Before we begin, I'd like to point out that the safe harbor statement in the company's press release issued earlier today also refers to the content of this conference call. With that, I would like to turn over the call to Yossi. Yossi, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As we do every quarter, we will provide you with both our regular GAAP financial data as well as certain supplemental non-GAAP information. You can find all of the GAAP financial data as well as the non-GAAP information in today's press release. Overall, we are pleased with our performance in the second quarter of 2015, marking continuous growth in revenues, backlog, and improvements in profitability. I will now highlight and discuss some of the key figures and trends. Our second quarter 2015 revenues were $749.6 million, an increase of 6.7% compared with the $702.6 million reported in the second quarter of 2014. In terms of revenue breakdown across our areas of operation in the quarter, Airborne Systems was 42%, C4ISR was 29%, Armored Vehicles was 18%, Electro-Optics was 7%, and the rest was 4%. In terms of geographic breakdown for the second quarter, Israel was 20% of our revenues, North America 27%, Europe 13%, Asia Pacific 29%, Latin America 10%, and the rest of the world was 1%. Compared with the second quarter of last year, from the overall mix, we saw a major increase in Armored Vehicles. This was primarily due to higher levels of sales of these systems to Asia Pacific region. I should add that the Land Systems growth included Electro-Optics subsystems, which resulted in lower direct sales to end customers of the Electro-Optics systems. For the second quarter, our gross margin was 29.2% compared to 28.4% as reported in the second quarter of last year. The non-GAAP gross margin was 30% in the second quarter of this year, compared with 29.1% second quarter of 2014. Operating income in the second quarter was $65.5 million, with an operating margin of 8.7%, compared with an operating income of $62.6 million and operating margin of 8.9% in the second quarter of 2014. The non-GAAP operating income of the second quarter was $75.4 million or 10.1% of revenues, compared with $73.1 million or 10.4% of revenues in the second quarter of 2014. In terms of breakdown of our expenses, our net R&D expenses for the second quarter were 7.7% of revenues, compared with 7.4% in the second quarter of 2014. Marketing and selling expenses were 8.1% of revenues in the quarter, compared with 7.2% in the second quarter of 2014. I note that in the second quarter of 2014, the sales and marketing expenses were somewhat lower than the usual. Our G&A expenses in the second quarter were 4.8% of revenues, compared with 4.9% of revenues in the second quarter of 2014. The total operating expenses for the quarter were 20.5% of revenues, compared with 19.5% of revenues in the second quarter of 2014. Financial expenses in the second quarter of this year were $6.2 million compared with financial expenses of $8.3 million in the second quarter of last year. Our tax expenses were $12 million, representing an effective tax rate of 20.2%, compared with $9.9 million, representing an effective tax rate of 18.1% in the second quarter of last year. We experienced some growth in this rate due to geographical spread of our income. Consolidated net income for the second quarter of 2015 was $45.3 million, or a net margin of 6%. This is compared with the net income of $43.9 million, or a net margin of 6.2% in the second quarter of last year. Income per diluted share for the second quarter was $1.06 compared with $1.03 for the second quarter of last year. On a non-GAAP basis, net income for the quarter was $53.5 million, or a net margin of 7.1%. This is compared with $52.6 million, or a net margin of 7.5% in the second quarter of last year. Non-GAAP diluted earnings per share were $1.25 compared with $1.23 in the second quarter of last year. Our backlog of orders at quarter end was $6.31 billion, $131 billion higher than the backlog at the end of the second quarter of 2014. Approximately 60% of the $3.8 billion worth of the current backlog is scheduled to be performed during the second half of 2015 and 2016. Operating cash flow for the quarter was $32.6 million, as compared to a negative operating cash flow of $65 million the same quarter last year. Finally, the Board of Directors declared an increase in the dividend to 37 cents per share for the second quarter of 2015. That ends my summary, and I shall now turn it over to Mr. Machlis. Butzi, please.
Thank you, Yossi. We are pleased with our second quarter results, demonstrating our businesses remains on solid footing. In particular, we have reported a strong level of year-over-year revenue growth over approximately 7%. This growth was due to our growing backlog over the past 2 years. In particular, I am pleased with the fact that despite our increase in revenues to levels of almost $750 million in the quarter, we were still able to increase our backlog. In addition, I would like to note the solid performance demonstrated by the geographical regions with strong emerging defense requirements that only a few years ago we started to target for growth. In fact, the emerging defense market of Asia-Pacific and Latin America together performed very, very well over the past few quarters. This quarter in particular, despite some weaknesses in Latin America, they still accounted together for almost 40% of our revenue, a record level for this region. We take pride in Elbit Systems' ability to continuously adapt to upcoming market trends in order to meet future customer needs. The recent acquisition in the cyber area is another example of this. Just after the close of the second quarter, we completed the acquisition of the Cyber and Intelligence Division of NICE Systems. The Cyber and Intelligence Division offers solutions which provide law enforcement agencies and intelligence organizations with tools for creating communication intelligence. Our wholly owned subsidiary CyberBit, which we only recently established to focus our cyber activities, is in the process of integration of this operation into one organization. The acquisition is an important milestone in our strategy to enhance our cyber capabilities, a sector in which we see significant growth potential over the coming years. The acquisition will enable us to provide our customers with end-to-end market-leading cyber solutions. I see significant technological and marketing synergies which we aim to unlock over the coming quarters. We will begin to incorporate the financial results of this acquisition in the third quarter. We aim to continue to develop the products that will be demanded for tomorrow's defense and homeland security needs and selected commercial areas. examples of how we have developed the right product to meet future customer demands can be seen by some of our recent orders wins. We recently received two orders for DIRCAM, that is our Directed Infrared Countermeasure Airborne Multispectral Self Protection System, for an European and Asian customer, representing an expansion of the customer base in this strategic business area. The DIRCAM is an advanced protection system of airborne vehicles against incoming threats. The Asian contract is a follow-on contract for the customer's Black Hawk helicopter fleet. The European order was a new order from a NATO member country, extending the number of platforms that will be equipped with our system. We see a growing global demand for our DIRCAM systems, clearly addressing a strategic need for our customers. We also recently awarded a $150 million contract from the Dutch Ministry of Defense to supply advanced systems as part of the Smart Vest program, a cooperation between the soldier modernization program of the Benelux countries. We'll provide ground soldiers with cutting-edge systems that will provide enhanced vulnerability and safety while increasing their capabilities and effectiveness in the digital battlefield. The Smart Vest program will include wearable and protective systems for the soldier, command and control systems, including advanced audio and data radio systems, specialized displays and C4I capabilities, as well as vehicle systems. The fact that such advanced armies have selected our solutions attests to our technological leadership and to the maturity of our solutions. In summary, as our growth in revenues and our continually growing backlog shows, I believe our long-term strategy remains sound. With that, I will be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Gilad Alper of Excellence. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question is on the competition you're seeing in the Far East and Latin America, especially in the Far East. You've been active in those markets for quite a while, and obviously you've done very well there. So the question is, have you seen any development in terms of competition over the last 2 or 3 years? Competition maybe getting stronger, weaker, staying the same? Thanks.
We are used for competition for many years, and we see a lot of interest in our product. And the fact that many customers are choosing us is because of the level of innovation we have in our technologies. And just want to remind all of us that we have a very large portfolio and very innovative portfolio, and most of the systems we are exporting are also operational here in Israel, and that's a big advantage. So we see competition, we are used for competition, but I'm very proud that we won many tenders in Asia Pacific as well as in other places as well.
Okay, thanks.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. The next question is from Ella Fried of Bank Leumi. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question is about the rate of growth of the backlog. We know that there were some delays in the IDF orders because of the budget. On the other hand, we expect some growth in the U.S. military aid to Israel resulting from the Iran deal. So, what do you expect? How do you see the backlog developing in the future, in the next quarters?
Well, as you know, our backlog usually is built through many contracts that we are winning, usually in the medium size of tens of millions of dollars each. And from time to time, as our press releases show, from contracts of hundreds of millions of dollars coming in. It very much can vary from quarter to quarter because an income of several hundreds of millions of dollars can, of course, significantly increase that. What we have seen so far is that we are pursuing quite a significant number of business opportunities. And if we assume that the rate of win will not change, and that's what we think will happen, we are optimistic for the future.
But are there any concrete triggers like the ones I mentioned, or it's a more continuous process?
It's a continuous process.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Bruce Schoenfeld of the Bluestar Global Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Can you confirm that the business, the cyber business that you bought from NICE is unprofitable at this point? That's number one. Number two, assuming that's the case, what impact it'll have on margins going forward? And if you could provide some idea as to when the combined cyber businesses will be profitable. Thank you.
As it was released during the acquisition, I think that the performance of this business under the management of NICE was profitable, and that was NICE's press release. We see no reason that this business should not be profitable under our management. The opposite is right. We are looking forward with optimism for the improved performance of this business, mainly because there is quite a lot of synergy between this business and the rest of the company. Having said that, we will clarify in the third quarter and on the performance of our GAAP and non-GAAP bottom line, and that is because there is some accounting related with the overall numbers that we are going to show for the performance of the company. Otherwise, we're just very optimistic about this business growing and being profitable.
Thank you.
The next question is from Eitan Etzioni of Etzioni Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
I see you announced the closing of the cyber acquisition on July 1st. Just to be clear, does the balance sheet on June 30th include or not include the transaction? And I didn't understand your very last comment with regard to the third quarter accounting. I didn't understand the nuance there.
Okay, first of all, it does not include, the second quarter does not include anything about this acquisition. Regarding the clarification, I would say the basic business on a non-GAAP basis is profitable. I would say very, very, very nice profitable, nicely profitable. The accounting of how this business is incorporated into our numbers will be more detailed with our third quarter press release.
I understand. In that case, another question, why did the intangible assets go up in the second quarter relative to the first quarter?
Well, there was a small acquisition that we did during the second quarter, was not material to us, and therefore we saw some small increase in the intangible.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Machlis to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available 2 hours after the conference ends. In the U.S., please call 1-888-782-4291. In Israel, please call 03-925-5925. And internationally, please call 972-3925-5925. A replay of the call will also be available at the company's website, www.elbitsystems.com. Mr. Machas, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, I would like to thank all our employees for their continued hard work. To everyone on the call, thank you for joining us today and for your continued support and interest in our company. Have a good day and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Systems Ltd. second quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.